I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. David Grisman has led evolving versions of his quintet for over 40 years since the self-titled David Grisman Quintet album revolutionized the acoustic music world in 1977 with its merger of bluegrass and jazz and beyond. His music has taken him down many other avenues as well, from his collaborations with Jerry Garcia to his acoustic disc record label, where he's produced and presented acoustic music from masters across many genres. He brings the current form of the David Grisman Quintet to the newly refurbished Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene on Thursday, January 25th, and he joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for your time today, David.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, it was revolutionary 40 years ago to merge bluegrass and jazz in the way that that first album did. Looking back now, how much do you think that opened doors for other musicians to experiment as well?
I'm sure it opened a few. I think, you know, it was an idea that was kind of ready to happen, and I wasn't the only one that had it. I'm a firm believer in there's nothing new under the sun, but that album definitely garnered a lot of attention, and the musicians that formed that first band and subsequent bands were kind of a new generation of a lot of them from bluegrass that were ready for something else. People like Tony Rice and Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall, they latched onto it pretty heavy.
The quintet really has continued to evolve organically over the past 40 years through edges of Latin and Gypsy and all sorts of other things that have come and gone with the various personnel that have come through the band over that time. How would you describe the music that the current form of the quintet is bringing?
We're doing a lot of material that's written recently. I'm going to actually debut a few newer tunes. You know, I started with an all-string ensemble. Didn't have drums or percussion for the first 9 years, and now I'm sort of going back to the format without that, more or less the chamber music approach.
Music from the current form of the David Grisman Quintet on KLCC. They'll bring that eclectic music to the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene on Thursday, January 25th.
I've always liked all kinds of music, and when I started writing tunes, I realized I could write in different styles. So, and sometimes a tune will work in several styles. So it's been fun, and it continues to be fun, and I'm writing, still write a lot of tunes. And I've started publishing them in books. I'm up to the fourth volume of the Book of the Dog. So I've got my hands full.
You also have your hands full in terms of keeping acoustic disc going. How do you decide what you wish to release on acoustic disc?
You know, I just take it as it comes. I have a huge archive since I've been kind of my own producer for decades. I've accumulated a lot of material. You know, I'm sitting on, like, mountains of music here. And recently put out a live performance of Tony Rice and myself from about 20 years ago. My good friend, the great jazz violin pioneer Svend Asmussen, passed away last year at almost the age of 101. I went back and dug out about 20 hours of live material recorded in Fat Tuesday's Jazz Club in New York in 1986, and I'll probably put some of that out. More and more of it is music that's in the category of there ain't going to be no more. So that kind of sheds a different light on what I think should be made available.
I remember when you started Acoustic Disc, which was around 1990, as I recall, and I was currently...
Right.
At that point, I was working for Kaleidoscope Records down in the Bay Area, which had put out the first quintet album. And I remember you started by releasing a duo release with Jerry Garcia. And
right.
He must have had a profound impact on your life, and now that he's been gone for, 22 years or so, what do you find yourself going back to in terms of your time with Jerry Garcia?
Well, I think about him every day, and a lot of the music we played together I still play. He really enabled the Acoustic Disc thing to happen because, I mean, I was starting a record company. The first release was one of my own projects, but then the second one was going to be Jaco do Bandolim, recordings made in Brazil by the great master of choro music. During that time, I got together with Jerry for the first time in 13 years. He came over the house, walked in and said, well, we should make a record because that way we'll have an excuse to play together. So I said, well, gee, I just built a studio in my basement and I just started a record company. He said, great, we'll do it for you. That kind of enabled the company to really get off the ground in a big way. So I'm always grateful to Jerry for that. And his whole outlook on music is very similar to mine, and we had a lot of common musical interests. And I miss him, but he's still around.
What are you excited about that you're looking forward to playing or producing or doing?
Well, all of it. You know, music's a big challenge. I just got back from a few dates with my old friend John Sebastian, who I get together with every once in a while. And I did a tour in November of 12 dates with the great Tommy Emmanuel, amazing guitar player. And he wanted to play all my tunes, so that was really a great thing for me, being that I had a lot of new tunes. You know, I just trying to keep up with music. It's a challenge, especially getting a little older here. you know, if you keep challenging yourself, you'll progress.
David Grisman, who'll bring the David Grisman Quintet to the Jaques Concert Hall of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts on Thursday, January 25th at 7:30 p.m. The quintet currently includes David Grisman on mandolin, Matt Eckel on flute, George Cole on guitar, Chad Manning on violin, and Jim Kerwin on bass. Tickets and information at theshed.org. Also see davidgrisman.com and acousticdisc.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.